from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Good morning. You're listening to your weather weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I have my pal with me, morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn. How's it going?
Hey, good morning. It's going well.
It's going well. We're working through the week here, and we are going to be breaking down the weekend here in just 1 second and getting to that forecast. But going through the week, we know that there's like a little bit of uncertainty heading into the weekend. Models kind of started one way, shifting to another, but it does appear like we're going to be trending into some warmer weather maybe as we head into the weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting to kind of get back into some more summer-like conditions. I know folks do enjoy that. But all week long, we've been fairly cool, lower than normal. Mm-hmm. We should be in the low 70s. So yeah, the weekend kind of pumps right back up temperature-wise as we head into it.
Yeah, if you joined us on Monday for our first podcast, you probably heard about all the cool weather that was going to be here. Temperatures only in the 60s. It felt like an early spring type of week. And not a lot of rain, you know, to kind of kick off the week, but we've had some scattered showers. So this transition, like you mentioned, will be nice to maybe bring people back outdoors, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I still see a chance for a few moments of some showers, maybe on Saturday. Even now, there's still some uncertainty in terms of how much rain we could see, but at least it'll be warm. I also see plenty of dry moments too. So we may still be dealing with some unsettled conditions over the weekend.
Yeah, we've just had this trough kind of hanging around, then the redevelop of maybe another one. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll talk a little bit more about the actual weekend forecast after we get to an interview. Speaking of that interview, I'm going to be talking to a couple of people about the Rose Parade, Porch Parade. Kind of interesting, but Kelly is actually not going to be here for the back end of this podcast. She's joining us here in the front end to just kind of talk about the weekend. And it's always just nice to have Kelly with us, but you're going to go do a shoot, I think. So can you explain what a shoot is?
Yeah, so I get to actually head out during the day. I typically am on air for the noon show, but this week I get to head out to the Clackamas River, and the Clackamas River Outfitters are hosting me on some of their paddle boards and kayaks. So the Clackamas County just has a lot of areas to head out into the outdoors. I kind of feel like it's the gateway into the Cascades, mm-hmm. just like the gorge is the gateway into the east side, and some beautiful terrain. So I'll be out in Clackamas County with the Clackamas River Outfitters, and we'll be on the river and paddling around. I'll kind of talk about what they offer for summer packages. And if you stay tuned to COIN and AM Extra, we're actually giving away some summer experiences. Mm. So some packages to give out for you and your family to head out on the river and have some fun this summer.
I'm sure some of those will fall on the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're just entering such a beautiful part of the year where we get more dry moments and that heat sets up just like it may this weekend. So some perfect paddling weather, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I think the Clackamas is kind of that gateway into areas of the Cascades. Beautiful, beautiful land out there. And the terrain just slowly gets a little bit, you know,
more foresty.
And foresty.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cool place. So that sounds like a bunch of fun. So we're going to get back together and chat again probably on Monday with our podcast on Monday. So maybe I'll get an
That's
update
right.
on how that went. But you will definitely be stepping away here, and I'll get back to the weekend forecast after the interview. So I hope you enjoy it. I look forward to hearing about it.
Thank you.
And we'll get to that weekend forecast in a little bit. And we're going to head over to this interview that I have about the Rose Festival Porch Parade. It's the last weekend, so take a listen. All right, joining us now is Jeff Curtis, the CEO of the Portland Rose Festival. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. You know, the Rose Festival Porch Parade is an element of Rose Festival that's been created in this COVID era. Started last year in 2020 when all events were not able to take place. So our committee decided, let's have a festival feeling in your neighborhood. And that was debuted last year with a lot of success, and so much success that it was replicated, copied, if you wish to call it that, from festivals in other cities across the country. Most notably, Mardi Gras in New Orleans didn't have Mardi Gras in February, but they had decorated porches and their own version of Porch Parade and the National Cherry Festival and in DC and other, just to name a few. So we think it's a good concept just because it's been copied in other cities. But we're doing it again here in 2021, just because large scale events just aren't possible and the timing of it didn't work out for Rose Festival 2021. But what a better way to celebrate the Rose Festival in the spirit of community than just good old fashioned in your home, decorating your front yard, your porch, mm-hmm. or even just a garden. And we've designed, as you laid out, a way of doing so with some tricks and tools on our website with three distinct themes.
Can you break those down for me?
I can, absolutely. Yeah, the themes are in line with our parades. Rose Festival is world famous parades. We have three of them. So we have a junior parade theme. So decorating would be more kids elements. We have a starlight parade and a starlight parade theme. So that would simply be addition of lights to your porch or your garden or your yard. And the grand floral parade, thus the grand floral element. So those three categories. And then we have roses category for just plain old roses. And then businesses also can decorate. So that's the themes. And then we're giving away this Saturday, we'll announce the winners of the Porch Parade to Roundtrip Airlines and Alaska Airlines in each of those three categories.
That's exciting. You know what? I saw that you could also kind of throw some tags up on Twitter, things like that. How have you brought people into getting on social media and getting in on the fun with that?
You know, just a matter of hashtag, because some good old fashioned hashtags that are on our website. And there's three or four of them that are there. So rosefestival.org, you can jump on and use that and share your porches. And that we're using those hashtags in the event of activity as one of the things that influences our judging. In other words, so people can do a lot of sharing of interest of good porches. It kind of shows us which porches are emerging as one of the popular ones just by monitoring the social media traffic. Because one of the things that cannot do, and it's just we're not going to be going around and individually judging over 400 installations of porches. So we're using the website as one of the judging elements that, and people have to kind of say, I want my porch judged and here it is. And here's the picture and here's and then allowing the hashtags just to live and to share freely, just gives an indication of that. And so our judges can kind of gauge that. At the end of the day, they're going to judge based on what they feel is the best decorated porches based on the images we have. But social media things gets us aware of ones that are gaining traffic and attention.
Yeah, one of the hashtags is pick my porch or hashtag PDX porch parade. So those are pretty easy. I think you can remember those. I love on the site that it says, Jeff, it says, if it's raining and there's no other displays in your neighborhood, don't worry, you can go to this and you can check it out. So, hey, that's really helpful. If it is raining, you can just go and see all the things online, right?
Yeah, one of the things that makes this very unique is that, you know, the traditional idea of parades and even festivals is you put them on one location and people come to it and it's centrally located. This model that is the Porch Parade kind of symbolizes is a festival experience all over the community. And you go to their website, rosefestival.org, and you look up on the interactive map, the Google map, and you can see different installations, see where these porches are. And then to your point of, it doesn't matter what the weather's like, is you can go stay close to home and just walk down the street if you happen to live in a neighborhood that has a cluster of porches, or you can get in your car and drive around and just see Portland in a different way. And if the weather's inclement, you have the comfort of your car. And then, or if you get on your bike, you might want to seek a little better weather. But we're Portlanders. We're prepared. You know this as a forecaster. We'll go out in all different kinds of conditions, especially during Rose Festival season.
What folks don't know, but they'll learn real quick that we're briefly talking about how you were an amateur meteorologist and you pay attention to the weather. So we were briefly discussing that. And you know what? So the last few weeks, but really the last couple of months have been really dry, kind of warm. It's allowed for people to kind of spend time in their yards and maybe prep for something like this.
It absolutely has. I mean, this is in the roses, although probably you would say you would want a little more moisture for sure. But the festival experience, it doesn't matter any given year, you know, as Portlanders get out of the winter months and the spring months are here, and yes, there is precipitation, although drier this year. And you alluded to my kind of a weather, self-proclaimed weather geek. I pay attention trends. I look at stats. And part of that's my job is and a little bit of a responsibility as a CEO of the Roast Festival Foundation. Mm-hmm. When we're producing in a normal year events that draw over 1 million people, there's elements of safety that come into play that's weather based. Yep. And there's just an awareness of how to plan. So I've grown a little bit of an amateur skill set of looking at models, although with today's smartphones, there's a lot of me out there, mm-hmm. but of course, relying on the pros like yourself. But to your point about, you know, it's the conditions this year, in my estimation, as dry as they have been, have really allowed people to improve their yards and gardens, whether it be investing in physical infrastructure, but also in growing things. And then taking a little more water, it might need it for sure.
Yeah. We could use that. From my understanding, it's the last weekend of this. So can people still kind of jump in here at the tail end? What can they do here for this last weekend?
People can look at the website, see the porches. They will be up until Sunday. And then they're free to take them down. So we ask all Porch Parade participants to keep their installations. They're up through Sunday. And so I encourage Portlanders to get out and about and see these great porches that are out and about that you've referenced and we've been talking about through Sunday.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to offer for anyone that's paying attention, listening in?
Yeah, I just want to offer this, that Roast Festival 2021 is happening this year, and the scale that it is, specifically the Porch Parade, kind of is one of the highlight activities, but really looking forward to Portland's official festival back in its huge, large scale elements in May, June of 22. We call that the Runway to 22. It's going to be Portland's largest family reunion. We've had 2 years away from our parades. We're parades that families have come together in hundreds of thousands of numbers to watch and see alive. And so cannot wait for those to be back. And our committees and organization is focused on Roast Festival 22 in May of 2022 through mid-June of 2022. The countdown clock is ticking and we are moving forward and looking forward to that with COVID restrictions to whatever format looks like. But we like what we see in terms of what's happening with events reopening as we speak this year and this summer. And we think our opportunity for next year is going to be amazing.
Everyone is excited for that, I think, 2022. But this year is great as well. So, all right, Jeff Curtis, as CEO of the Portland Roast Festival, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me on. Really do. Thank you very much, Joseph.
All right, that's Jeff Curtis, the CEO of the Portland Roast Festival. Thank you so much, Jeff. I know that heading into this weekend, we have a lot going on. You might want to get out and check out some of those porches around Portland. So I'll get to that forecast right on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, and we're back, and I want to thank you for listening to Your Weather Weekend. I appreciate you coming through. I hope you learn a little bit about the forecast, get some details about what's happening for the weekend and some of the events around the area. So thank you for joining us. As I mentioned, Kelly's gone. She's doing a shoot. She's in Clackamas. She's enjoying some things. So I'll take you through the forecast as we go through probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to patch part of Friday into it for you, because it is going to be a bit wet. And we know that the spring has been so dry. So anytime that we actually have the opportunity now to bring in some rain, it's very important, I think, to let you guys know that it's happening. So we do have a front moving in on Friday. The timing of that is going to start probably late morning into the midday hour. So you're going to actually probably kick off your weekend. If you're one of the people that like to get out, maybe a Friday off, you're going to be dealing with a little bit of rain. That goes for the valley out towards the Oregon coast. So just keep that in mind if you're going to be out. And if you're going to be taken off for the weekend, maybe you're thinking about, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event, get the rain jackets for the kids if you're sticking around the valley or out to the coast, because it is going to be a bit wet out there. So our first system arrives on Friday. This is going to be a chain, a sequence of what we have going on through the weekend of multiple rainy systems, we'll call it. And so Friday begins midday. It's going to bring in some of the heavier rain. I think we get about 1/10 of an inch to about 1/4 of an inch. That's pretty good. That's good for us here. Just, you know, compared to what we have seen so far this spring, that would be one of the more wet days. We've only hit 1/4 of an inch one time, March, April, and May, just one time. So it's been very dry. So if we get to that mark, it could potentially be the wettest day that we've had so far this spring, as we kind of trail into the early parts of summer here shortly. All right, so Saturday, there is going to be some dry time. So if you're going out, you want to check out some of those porches, check out the decorations for a couple of the businesses that we discussed with Jeff. I think Saturday morning and into the early afternoon is a great time to do that. It might be a bit overcast, but we should stay away from the rain at that point of time. The rain's going to revisit us again with that next system later on Saturday and into Sunday, late at night Saturday into Sunday. So we should have a good chunk of the day on Saturday if you have maybe baseball practice, things like that. Whatever you can do, do it earlier in the day, because there's no promises that maybe after 7 p.m., maybe even a little bit earlier than that in the dinner time hours, that we may have some more rain showers here across the Willamette Valley. So just note that we have that break early in Saturday. I think that's your time to really get things done. Rain carries over into Sunday, though, now, and we are going to have some rainy moments on Sunday. And we're going to wrap up the weekend probably with some scattered showers across the Willamette Valley, through areas of the gorge and out towards the Oregon coast. Here's the thing, though, for this weekend, guys. It's going to be a bit warmer. Temperatures are warming to maybe the mid-70s to the upper 70s by Sunday. That's quite a bit warmer than what we've been experiencing through the week. As you know, it's been in the 60s. It's been nice. It's been pleasant, but it hasn't been warm. So temperatures are going to warm on up, and here's the deal with that. I mentioned this could be the wettest couple of days coming up. When our temperatures warm up, they can hold a little more moisture, and that's probably one of the reasons why we're going to have some higher rain totals heading into the weekend. A couple other things. But Friday, the rain. Saturday morning, dry. Rain comes back late Saturday, carries over into Sunday for some scattered showers. Temperatures in the 70s. All right, I hope you find a moment to get out there and enjoy the weather this weekend. I know that we like to do that around here in the Pacific Northwest, go for a hike, things like that. So Saturday morning is your best bet. If you want to stay away from the rain, you might want to stay inside on Friday and late Saturday night. Again, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Kelly will return. We will have the forecast for you to start off the next week. But I appreciate your time in here, and I hope you go and enjoy some of those porches. Oh, a quick reminder, you could check them out on Instagram. They have a whole section there. Or you could go to the website. You don't even, if you can't get out because of the rain, you could actually see some of the porches that people have submitted, because they're gonna vote on it that way. All right. Anyways, enjoy the weekend. Have a good one. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames.